Continuing business, 7A, and Chief, why don't you give us an intro to this, and then I have a number of people who would like to speak on this subject.
Yes, Mr. President. As the board knows, last month, we entertained proposals for our videotaping and web streaming of our board meetings. At that particular time, there was a great deal of discussion, the proposals were given, and I believe the board advised the two prospective, those folks that gave the two proposals to go back if there's any additional information, to bring it back to this meeting, not necessarily to give the proposals over again, but to, you know, we would be making a decision here. So before you today, in your board packet, both Darren and Connie sent me some information, which I sent to you and included in your board packets, updating their proposals. And so what's before you today is to look at those updated proposals, if you will, and amendments, and then come before you with the final decision on which one to select.
Okay. Then I have a number of people who have asked to speak on this, and I'll take them in order that I have them here. I would ask you to, first of all, limit your comments to no more than 2 minutes, and please don't be repetitive. We've certainly got an awful lot of material on this. And if you would speak to the subject that we're dealing with this evening, and that is really the proposals, you should not get involved in the technical aspects of the various two different approaches. So with that, the first one I have is from Bert Bambosa, if I pronounce that correctly. Bert, did you wish to speak?
Bert?
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Bert Barbosa. I have a Portuguese program in MCTV. Really have a good view on the coast. About 2,000 people watching my program every Saturday, 7 to 9. And I really appreciate you guys can do something about the MCTV sports, MCTV, and at Mumbai. For the website and the program.
Thank you, Brett. The next one I have, and I'm not sure if this says Chris Madison.
Yeah.
Is it Chris?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. I'm Chris Madison. I'm the owner of Wiredoon, and we're the people who will develop the website that will surround the streaming videos. So that's why I'm speaking today. And we're a local business. We've been around for 7 years, and we specialize in nonprofits, academic, largely many Stanford sites, Berkeley, various media organizations, and so forth. And have created about every type of website possible, from corporate training with intense, you know, use of video and animation, to financial websites that run hundreds of pages. We try to use the most advanced but safe technology, so keep you on the cutting edge, but without pushing you over the edge. And we use modern markup, which is a form of HTML that meets the government accessibility guidelines for disabled people. There's been some misinformation about our video expertise, and we're not providing the video expertise for this project, but we do stand as a backup to it if we need it. And, you know, obviously MCTV has had years and years and years of video experience, so we don't really need to jump in, but just to kind of clear the air, because there was a little bit of misinformation running around it about Wiredoon. And I started my career in video prior to the web, so a long time ago, and worked for one of the leaders in streaming video. We developed streaming video at Stanford University. It's called Stanford Online, and it's legendary in the Valley. And I worked running a digital video group there for 7 years. We did many documentaries and all kinds of programs for Stanford. And we have consultants on staff, some of who have written books on video compression. We do video as a service to our clients. It's not
your 2 minutes are up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
Next I have, I believe it's Gina Holmes. Gina?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's Gina.
Hi, my name is Gina Holmes. I live in El Granada, and actually last month, my husband and I celebrated our 20th year living on the coast. I am one of the board of directors of Midcoast Television, and the main thing I wanted to let you know is that we're not going anywhere. I became a volunteer in 1989, and then went on to get a job at Midcoast Television, starting as an assistant to the president, and then moved up to production manager. I did pretty much anything that needed to be done, and sometimes we had volunteers and sometimes we didn't. But everything that we needed to do to provide public service was done. And as you know, life intrudes on everything. And I just wanted to let you know that we're not going anywhere. I've been there 19 years and I'm not going anywhere either.
Thank you, Tina. And this next individual, I'm sorry to say, writes like me, so I have no idea.
It's looks like Dwayne or Mario or it's a D.
Somebody would like to speak to on Montero Fogg.
That's my ring.
That's you.
Jerry. Okay. I couldn't make that out.
Sorry. Well, yeah, I forgot to do one, so I just did it quickly in the past. I'm Darren Bovill, Montero Fogg is a webpage that I run, and from Montero. As you know, we've gone through this number of sessions and probably given you far too much information, far more than you want to know about technical details and all the trivial matters. So I don't have really a speech prepared or anything. All I want to say to you, the board, is that I'm here to ask your questions. Feel free to ask them, and I'm ready to perform the service now. I've been doing video online for 2 years now, and I believe this proposal from MCTV, of course, is a reaction to my proposal, and I wonder whether, absent my proposal, we'd be here today talking about this. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Next, we have Michael Day.
Hi, Michael Day for MCTV, and I'm here basically to support Connie and help answer any of the questions that you provide us. We were provided a number of written questions and told some of the other directors may want to have some other questions, and I'll be happy to answer them. I won't take your time before that. The only thing I want to discuss on the contentious issue of this notion of copyright stuff is that it's completely unimportant in terms of public access, because what we're proposing is to have these videos available on a website. You could also put them on your website, just the way Coastside County Water District has done with meetings that we have taped. You can also make copies for any member of the public who wants to see them. And anybody, Darren's website, Coastsider.com, anybody else can put a link on their website that would take you right to the videos of your meetings, to whatever agenda item you wanted to see. It would be available to anybody all the time. And so the question of copyright is just sort of between us and them over whether they have a commercial use of this stuff on their websites. It doesn't in any way, shape, or form affect how members of the public would get your videos. So we want to make that clear.
Thank you, Michael. Connie Malik. Constance Malik.
Thank you very much. I'm Constance Malik, president of MCTV, and I do have a list of questions that I know were given to me. I won't respond to them now because I don't want to use up my 2 minutes just with the questions, but I would be happy to answer them. I have prepared answers for all those questions. I just think I want to clarify, number one, that we are PEG access. We've been doing this since 1983. That's public, educational, and governmental access. We are beholden to the County of San Mateo and the City of Half Moon Bay. As a result of all these issues that have come up, I have had face-to-face meetings with both Supervisor Gordon, who is our supervisor, and Mayor Bonnie McClung. Both are thoroughly supportive of MCTV and their efforts. They see no reason for us to change our current policies. That is a direct statement from those two individuals. And we would like you to join the other public agencies that we serve on the coast side, including the City of Half Moon Bay and the County of San Mateo, and become part of governmental access on the coast side. All of the other cities, Redwood City, San Mateo, Belmont, Foster City, they are all having their meetings taped by PEG access or local origination. That's who does the meetings. And I think that you couldn't go wrong by supporting us and being involved with our organization and making yourselves known on the coastside through Channel 6 and through our endeavors on the web, which will provide you with every single service that Montara Fog can do. And there's a number of misstatements in Montara Fog proposal.
Your time is up.
Okay, thank you. The next I have is Vince Williams.
Thank you. Vince Williams, Moss Beach. I just want to reaffirm I'll continue to record the meetings until you have something permanent set up. Of the two proposals, I like the Montara Fog proposal better. If there's any reservation on the boards in considering Montara Fog, maybe consider using them for 6 months and then reevaluating the providers. I think you spent enough time looking at this, and it might be better just to make a choice and then revisit the choice and then, you know, 6 months or so. Thank you.
Thank you, Vince. Last but certainly not least is Linda Warren. And Linda, prior to your arriving, we asked everybody to limit their comments to 2 minutes.
Thank you. I was over, I got drafted at the last minute to videotape the Yakima Bay City Council meeting for Coastsider because MCTV will not allow any clips from MCTV to be used on Coastsider. And so what I would suggest, if you are inclined to choose MCTV, that you do it with a contract that explicitly says this is a work for hire and you own the rights to it. And if you put that one sentence in there, then virtually all of the objection to using MCTV disappears. So I urge you to do a contract with that sentence included. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Would you prefer to ask any questions, board members, or would you like to entertain a motion and then have discussions among ourselves? Why don't we take the latter? Do I have a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we select Montara Fog as our web streaming contract. And I would like to do it for 6 months and then determine after that 6 month period whether or not we would continue.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second for a 6 month contract with Montara Fog. Discussion, board members, questions?
I'll start. I assume if we have a 6 month, is that a fixed 6 month contract or is that a 6 month term that we can get out of? Is there typically a termination for that we choose to?
We can write it any way you instruct us.
Okay. I think ideal, I mean, there's certainly, I have reasons to believe that both these services will work for us. Ultimately, the goal I would like to get to, and I'll address most of this to the board, is that we would hire an independent contractor to take the meetings on a high quality reproduction and have our own website up and running where we have meetings in PDF, minutes and agendas in PDF, attach it and avoid all the noise and any political implication that goes with it. So while I will vote on the motion when it comes up and as I see appropriate, I would prefer that how we write the contract, it really is month to month and can be terminated with 7 days notice in our comments.
Other comments? Questions?
Well, I just, you know, I'm looking through this and I'm sorry that, Connie, that it didn't get back the answers. Everybody else here doesn't may get confused by the technical stuff. To me, the technical stuff is what a lot of the world turns around. That's the world I come out of. And that's the reason I wrote the questions. And I'm just, again, we had some delay in getting things out. But I'm still, I don't know that, I mean, I sort of have a feeling where it's going because one area we're in development, the other area we've already have services established on remote servers, and for some of you that doesn't mean anything. To me it means a whole bunch. Greg's comment about hosting our own website and having this stuff on our website is very attractive to me. by the way, just for one reason, just from a technical standpoint, this is probably the most stable building on the coast side as far as long-term power availability in the case of any kind of disaster, because that tank of diesel that sits out there tied to a generator. And so I'd really like to see where we could go with this. And again, you know, I'll vote where I'm going to vote, but I also feel that there is a huge section of the audience, of our audience out there that does not have access to the internet. And so we need to also be very seriously deciding how we're going to get this out, you know, on MCTV, on public access. Concept has been raised in some of the communications we had outside this meeting about getting that material taped and providing it to MCTV for broadcast, and whether or not that can be worked out or not. I think there's a number of issues here that need to be worked out. I am excited about the fact that things are stirring up on the coast as far as access. Who caused it, where it came from, I really don't care, but I am. It is a positive move that is occurring here. And I just think we need not to ignore, we are going to ignore a large portion of the population if we don't somehow get it onto a Comcast broadcast and we rely just on high-speed internet access. But that doesn't say,
okay. Chief Cole, did you have a comment?
Yeah, just to let you know, because it's relative to the discussion, that I'm working already with proposals on development of our website. I've already met, and I'm waiting to receive the proposal back, and we will have our own server, and obviously the intent is to reside, as Director Hospital alluded to, everything that we do as an organization will reside on that website. So that's in development now.
Can I ask one technical question?
I can't answer it, but you can
answer
it.
What is the amount of disk space that is required to maintain a two-hour meeting?
Not that much.
Anybody have?
Somewhere around 100 megabytes.
About 100 megabytes?
Yeah, I think if they can, you guys can press down to 100 megabytes after it's gone through compression. It's much larger than that in the raw form.
Darren?
Yeah, in my experience, there's different ways to do it. Smaller ones you see on Montero Fog that are in the page are little flash radios. Those are 2-hour meeting on 300 or 400 megabytes of space. Now, on some videos, I have a larger, high-quality version, not with government meetings.
But just for government meetings, so you're saying you figure about 300-400 minutes?
For 2-hour meetings. It varies a little bit by very fast, but around there.
It gets me around a number.
Yeah.
Hold it, please. No. We know that. Director Draper, please.
Looking over the supplement proposal from Montero Fog, number three is related to bias, and was brought up by us at the last meeting. The response that I see is that it really doesn't answer that. I mean, if it goes on his website, that's a possibility still there. The options are put it on another website, our website, or neutral space. That doesn't, to me, that's not, I mean, it's not what he's proposing to do is use it for his own personal agendas or comments to our meetings. You know, if we want a neutral spot, why are we going with Montero Fog? Why don't we go with either our own or, you know, the MCTV, where it's not biased, there's no editorials, you know, having to put it on a third party's webpage or our webpage so that it's not, I don't know, it's a big question I have.
Director, please.
I think that regardless of who films it, that we should have it on our website, and that the it should be free access to anybody that wants it, whether it's Montero Fog or MCTV putting it on their own, or posing, you know, pass it out to whoever wants to put it on there.
I would assume that we could ask our legal counsel to make those kind of provisions in the contract to reflect those sentiments. Okay.
Can I give you a technical bit?
Please, you know, we've spent hours on this, and I think it's time now. We have a motion on the floor and a second. Is there any further discussion? And I'd like to have, I'm sorry, call a question. I'd like to have a roll call on this, please, Gene, if you don't mind.
Director McIntosh?
Put me on the spot to start with.
It's easy. Yes or no?
Can we have a re-reading of the motion, please?
No.
Just a moment.
Well, if you didn't hear the motion, Doug.
If she would, you'd like to hear the motion, please.
The motion is to select Montero Fog as our web streaming
and video
subcontractor with 6 months.
And video provider for 6 months.
And determine after a six month period whether or not to continue.
For a 6 month trial period.
Right.
Yes. Okay. But I believe the intent was that it would be written in the contract that it could be canceled with 7 days notice.
If she accepts
the district's pleasure.
Okay. I'll amend my motion to reflect Director Hosfeld's good comment about it being subject to denial or
termination
within 7 days.
And that would be reflected in the contract.
And that will be reflected in the contract.
That would be an amendment which we haven't discussed, and that would be a change to the main motion. So if we're going to do that, then we're not voting on it. And she's proposing an amendment.
Do we have a second?
To the main motion.
Do we have a second to the amendment?
The second is the so we can just change the motion.
You might as well second it.
I'll second it.
Okay. The amendment is really to have a termination clause with 7 days notice. Is that correct?
Yes.
Any discussion on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Opposed the amendment?
No.
1-0. Back to the original motion. And I'm not sure that we, did you wish to revisit your vote, Director McIntosh, or is you?
I have too many unanswered questions to vote on any proposal at this time. No, for that reason.
Would you continue the roll call, please, Gene?
Director McKinney?
Yes.
Director McShane?
Yes.
Director Hospital?
No.
Director
Lees? Can I ask a question before I vote? We talked about putting in the contract that whoever got it would have to give out the access to the information. Is that to be negotiated later, or is it necessary to even talk about that now?
I don't think it's necessary to talk about it. What I heard was comments from several board members that it's important that this be part of the public domain.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll vote yes. Right. I vote yes.
Director Seeley?
No.
No?
No.
Director Draper?
No.
Director Cockrell?
Yes.
President Burson?
Yes.
It passes 5.
I have 5 4. Yeses and 4 noes.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 yeses, 4 noes.
Then the motion passes, and I would thank all those interested parties who expressed themselves and feel so strongly about the issue, and we will certainly try to keep track of this as we go forward. The public's interest in having information out for what I'm sure is quite evident, I'm sure will increase in the future, so thank you again. Back to the...
thank you very much for...
Back to our agenda.